Our next speaker is Paula Caproni. She's been teaching a very popular course for us on professional development, so much so that one was the last year we had to offer an extra section because many people...
There's a reason for that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Reason for that. Oh. Okay, I'll tell you my embarrassing reason. I wasn't going to mention that. I teach both at the Ford School and the Business School. I'm also director of the MBA program at the Business School. I've been here for 21 years, love the university, the Ford School, and the Business School. So that's the background. I teach a course called Pathways to Professional Development. It's a one-credit course. And the idea of the course is really to take all the knowledge and talent that you leave here with, right, from your program, and then when you go to the, you know, when you graduate, to actually turn it into results that matter to the organizations that you work for, make the contributions you want to make, and also to have the career you want and the life you want, right? So it's about results, helping you get develop skills to get results at work, the kind of career you want, whatever that career is, right? I don't have any preferences, one career over the other, and work-life balance, crafting a life, doing things that are meaningful to you. It's really about what predicts success, and that's why I had that year where I had to have multiple courses. What I did was I made a mistake up here, and instead of saying what predicts success, I said what predicts sex. And that year, I got so many people, and that's exactly what happened. People thought it was so funny. So we don't talk about sex. We do talk about work-life balance, and we do talk about gender. We do talk about gender, right? Because it matters, right? Diversity matters, and so on. So here, so that's what we do. The goal is results, career, and well-being. We talk about different things like, such as your style, strengths, weaknesses. How do people perceive you, right? We all have our certain habits that we bring to the workplace, and they serve us well in some situations, not in others. One of the assumptions of the course is what got you where you are today isn't necessarily going to get you where you want to be in the future. So we keep that. The assignment is a paper. It's a one-credit course. We have one paper at the end of the semester. And it's all about you define what success means to you. And then based on what you learned in the course, what are you going to do to get it? Right? What steps are you going to take? So it's a very personal course. Very personal. Just a question for you is how much of your long-term success, and let's say your career, getting what you want in your career, it's not happiness. We won't do that piece of it. We do talk about it. It's predicted by your IQ, how well you do on intelligence tests. How many people say 75 to 100? That's it, wrong. 74 is my relationship skills. How was that? Empathetic? Empathetic. We teach that. 50 to 74. No, wrong. How about 25 to 49? Below 25, you got it. Yeah, and that's based on the research of Robert Sternberg, one of the world's most renowned experts on IQ and success. And that's even, he doesn't even believe in the whole IQ thing. But given that, what's going to differentiate people in this room, given that you're all here getting a great education, we're all privileged enough to have the opportunity to make a contribution, you're going to need more than what you've learned here to make the kind of contributions and have the kind of life you want. And that's what I try to do. With the class. It meets 2 days, March 25th and April 1st from 8:30 to 2:30. And the final paper is due on April 11th. That's the plan. Thank you.